Okay, so last night, no Ranger game, right?
Nope.
I think there was like a Mavs Summer League game, but come on. And I'm just flipping around the TV. I think I had just gotten done watching episode 4 of The Keepers and hadn't yet watched Snowfall yet. So, and I turned on the TV and this was on. It was entitled Track and Field.
Okay.
This was on ESPN because I had ESPN on from the day before.
So this is, you're turning the TV on.
And this is what I hear.
This is what happens. Okay.
This is what I hear right away. Can I get audio? As I turn the TV on, this is right where it picks up.
Hashtag unleash the freeze. That's what he says. And as you like to say, Catherine, not easy to beat the freezy.
Okay, wait. So what I'm looking at then is there's a guy in, you know, the green man suit?
Yeah.
But it's silver. Okay? He's in a silver man suit. He's head to toe. He's wearing like a number on his front, like he's a track runner guy, but he's wearing the green man suit, the silver or gray. So his face is covered, you know, his whole body is in one of those full body suit things. He is standing at a spot. 20 yards in front of him are 9 guys lined up. So he's 20 yards behind them.
Right.
And it looks like they're going to be running 100 yards. So these guys have a 20-yard head start. And, okay, now that's where we pick it up. They're referring to this guy in a costume as the Freeze. Hashtag.
Hashtag unleash the freeze. That's what he says. And as you like to say, Catherine, not easy to beat the freezy.
Well, that's what he goes by. It ain't easy beating the freezy. Well, we're going to see here, aren't we, in New York tonight. Can he catch them? We know he's a good sprinter. But can he...
is coming. He's going to have to do a lot of work to chase down the combatants in lane 7. The Freeze taking a lot of the field down, but in lane 7 and lane 6, 2 challengers cross first. The Freeze caught the other 7.
Well, he's beating the Freeze. Obviously, the star at the Braves game. Look what it means to these guys to beat the Freeze. He's such a phenomenon, isn't he? Absolutely love it. The 26-year-old, a mild-mannered security guard at his day job. But the Freeze when it comes to the track and field action.
Okay, so I Jeff thought everybody Bob. Knew. And the second I saw this guy, I knew what this was.
Yeah.
But when I brought it up in today's meeting, Jake had a huge question mark over his head. He had never heard of the Freeze.
Oh, really?
Don't you find that odd?
I Jake's would have thought pretty, be all over that.
Internet savvy guy, and he's follows the theme of the day.
If you asked me who are the 5 people most likely to know the Freeze, I would have said Jake 3 times.
Oh, wow. Jeez, what a letdown.
No, I was just surprised he hadn't.
Did you know the Freeze, Mino?
If I heard of it.
Mino? I've seen him before on TV.
Okay, so the Freeze is kind of a 15 minutes of fame type thing that it seems like he's going through it right now.
I didn't know they knew his name and job and everything. That's kind of disappointing. I just assumed he was
like
maybe Usain Bolt, maybe not. Who knows?
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago, a certain viral video was released, and I think that's when people started running to find out who is he, where does he really work, what's this guy all about. Here's what the Freeze is. The Freeze is an Atlanta Braves bit. And I don't know the origin and how they came up with it. But this Atlanta Braves bit is this guy in a full green man outfit, but it's silver, right?
Yeah.
He will race a fan around the warning track. But they give a fan a head start, so he gets
like
to run.
Like a big head start.
A huge head start. I don't know if it's halfway, like getting to center field, but certainly he's...
It looks like about 90, halfway.
Yeah, about halfway.
It's like 90 feet.
Yeah. Okay, so he's at least in the power alley. And then the Freeze goes. So they get a fan, let's say TC. They say, go. He starts running. Then after a little while, they tell the Freeze to go. Well, it's amazing to watch him sprint, and he'll catch up to the fan and beat him. Like, almost every time. There's very few times he's ever lost. A few weeks ago, there was a viral video that went out that in his trying to catch the fan kind of looked back and then face planted. The fan was putting his arms up because he thought he was going to win. And then he actually face planted on the warning track, which has to hurt immensely. And yes, so that video goes crazy. Now people become aware of the fact that the Atlanta Braves are doing this funny bit once a game. You know, like the Brewers will do the sausage race, right? The Nationals have the ex-president's race.
The Rangers will have a bullpen blow a game.
that's their daily bit.
Wow, yeah.
Great for fans.
And the Braves do the freeze. Well, it turns out the freeze is a guy that is on the Braves ground crew. I don't know how they thought of the idea, but he's on the Braves ground crew, and he happens to be, like, I don't know if you would call him a world-class sprinter. I think you do, right? He's actually a really, really good sprinter. He's very fast.
Maybe this could have been you if you'd stuck with the Indians grounds crew.
Possibly. I'm a guy who's been on a grounds crew, Ralph.
I did not know
that. I was on the Cleveland Indians ground crew in 1995. And I worked for one game.
Did you roll the tarp out, or?
Yes, and because we rolled the tarp out and my hands almost froze off, it was the year after the strike.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball was set to go ahead with scab players, and they actually played one game. And it snowed at Jacobs Field that day. So we had to roll the tarp out. We had to roll the metal thing in the middle of the tarp out. It would collect the snow like a snowman collects snow, and then we rolled it back. We took the snow off of the outfield that way.
That's brutal.
Yeah, and then your bare hands were on that thing. Anyway,
so, I worked on it.
So you quit.
I ended up quitting because I was like the Mino of the station, and they actually increased my shift at the station. So I was going to be running the board for the afternoon show, which was, that's where the big bucks roll in,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Mino?
I get paid so
It was
much
exactly
money.
The same. I ran the board like noon to 3, but then they offered me the, do I want to go noon to 7? And I'm like, hell yeah.
Congratulations,
did you
dude.
Sleep in your van with smoke coming out when you...
But I had to quit the grounds crew, right? Anyway, so I wasn't the freeze, though. Back to the freeze. So now